Sachet Kelim Pasuk Gimel Mishnah Dalet Hamita by Kar by Keser Shomeis Harielu Tmei Medrash. The bed, pillow, or mattress that's used for a maze is Tamei Medrash. The Zavra Anita would sit on it, it would become an Alba Tumah. Even though a kli that's used for a maze is not considered Meyuchad the Yeshiva, but in this case, since women sit on this Mita, Kar, and Keser when they mourn over the maze, so it's Meyuchad for Yeshiva for those women, and therefore it would become Tamei Medrash. Kisei shel kala, a bridal chair, umishber shel chaya, a seat that's used by a woman that's in the process of giving birth, that she sits down on this mishbar. Ukisei shel kodesh shehu karim alavet akela, a chair used by a laundryman that he folds up the clothes and puts them on this chair. And this chair has two pieces of wood, one piece of wood riding on top of the other. And he takes the clothing, folds them, and puts them in between the two pieces of wood. And then he sits down on the top piece of wood to press down on the clothes. Amar Rabbi Yosi ain't behem mishum moishim. Rabbi Yosi says all these kelim do not become tummy moishim. Even though these kelim are used for sitting, since they're not used for sitting in the normal relaxing way, instead there's a certain purpose for these kelim. There's a reason why they sit there. The kala sits there for a reason, and the chaya sits there when she's giving birth, and the kisei shel kovet is sat on only to press down on the kelim. So since they're not sat on in the normal way, they're not considered miyuchad li yeshiva, and do not become an avat tumah for zavra, zavra, or nida, would sit down on them. Even though we had earlier that a kisei shel kala, a bridal chair, shenita chipuyo, that the decorative parts of the bridal chair were missing, only in such a case does the bridal chair not become tamei medrash. But otherwise, it would be tamei medrash. That mission is not like Rabbi Yosi. As Rabbi Yosi, this mission holds that a kisei shel kala never becomes tamei medrash. Sachet Kelim Parachav Gimel Mishnah Hey Acher Tamei Mipnei Hazuto. A fishnet is makabel tumah because it has the zuto. The zuto is a small piece of cloth attached to the bottom of the net on which the bait is put. As even though the net is made out of rope, and rope is not makabel tumah, since it has a piece of cloth attached to it, which is an intrinsic part of the fishnet, the entire fishnet would be makabel tumah since the zuto is attached to it. Harestois bahamichmaros. These are different types of traps used to trap chayos and ofos. Bahamada. A matav is a wooden board which is propped up and underneath bait is put. And ofos would come eat from the bait. And that would cause the wooden board to fall on top of it and trap it. Bahapalser. Palser is a wooden box used to trap chayos and ofos. Umetsudos asakari and tmea. And a trap that's used to stop the water from a stream from flowing. That way we can easily catch the water from the fish when the water is not flowing. All these traps that are mentioned here are makabel tumah. They are considered kelim. Vaha akon, vaha rotov, vaha kolov, tohara. But the akon, rotov, and kolov are not considered kelim and are not makabel tumah. The akon is a basket that's used to catch fish, and a rotov is a basket that's used to catch ofos, birds, and a kolov is a bird cage. These kelim are tar, as they don't have the tsura of a kli, they don't really look like a kli, and therefore are not makabel tumah.